Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 235. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate?
Yes.
How's it going?
Going pretty good.
Sean?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going well. I think that was a good strategy, by the way. Like, how do we muffle Sean at the beginning?
No, that's not what I was doing. I wasn't muffling you. Changing it up.
That way.
Keep you guessing.
That way we don't, because we both are like, okay, who's going to go first?
You guys doing okay, though?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. Having a good week?
Good week, yeah.
Not so much?
Well, I got a little mad at work today.
Mm-hmm. There's a little doubt
yelled
there. I felt
at a few people, but.
Okay.
Not us, though. So that's good.
We solved it. Mainly, it was me doing all the extra work to make them happy.
Did you have to bust some heads? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Clink, clink.
Crack some skulls.
Crack some skulls.
First, I proved to them that it could be done the way that they're refusing to do it.
Mm. Okay.
But then I said, well, since you used the word I can't with me, and that's my trigger word.
Yeah. Don't ever say that.
I will do what you are requesting me to do, but I'm not happy about it.
Because I can't means I won't, and then it's not.
I hate putting stuff up and then having to take it down because they're refusing to work around something.
Yep.
So gotcha. Welcome to my world. We ask the same question, and it's like, no, we only have 2 inches to get in here and work on this thing. Well, sorry, we're not taking it down.
You ever tried it?
Okay.
Well,
it doesn't work. It works with
kids.
But
then with us, it's like, hey, I gave you 2 foot. Oh, that's not enough. We can't get in there and do what we need to do.
It works with kids, but okay. It works with adults too. Did you ever try to bribe them with candy or donuts or
no? But
food?
I was about ready to push them in the hole.
Well, that's all. That's different motivation.
There you go. That'll do it.
A little kick in the buttocks.
I calmed down and we got on with it. So
that's good.
It was okay. We're buddies by the end of it.
Oh, good.
So as long as it gets resolved, that's. Sometimes, hey, you got to get after him sometimes.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, I
let him know.
You come to the realization that you got to be the bigger man, and I was the bigger man.
Yeah, well, that's not hard for me to do.
Outweigh everybody there.
Sasquatch.
And,
you outweigh everybody there. That's hilarious.
And
Nate's saying, I literally am the bigger
he's
man.
He's in a whole different class, right?
I just did what had to be done, so everybody would just, lack of better term, shut up and move on.
There you go. Shut up and move on. I like it.
I'm feeling the emotions.
I am.
That should be on a t-shirt. Shut up and move on.
Try.
Get well, to good. It.
Well, and you
made it
just
happen.
Just got to move on. Yeah. Sean, you having a good week?
I'm fine. Yep. I'm good.
No no crazy stories? With
not really. No. The girl I work with has had a really bad week. She got a flat tire and she's had
Everybody's getting
issues.
Flat tires lately.
We had 4 of our patients fall over the weekend. Some of them go to the hospital. And so it's just been like a lot, you know. So, we've been worried about our patients. And she's just had a lot. I'll call it a run of bad luck. Not like the Code Browns, like we talked about before, but some weird things. And I told her, I said,
I hope not.
So Monday she's like, I am having a rough week already and it's only Monday. And then yesterday, same thing. And I told her, I said, I think if I were you, so on Tuesday, I said, I would convince myself tomorrow's Friday and then do that again. And then one more time.
There you go.
Because it really will be Friday.
There you go.
Point.
Yep.
So I was like, yeah, it's rough. But she's actually really good at keeping a positive attitude. And she even said today, she's like, yeah, I could really get upset by it. But she's like, I'm just grateful still. And I'm like, good for you. You know, like sometimes you just have to. I said that too. I had a close call with something that was a couple things that I was dealing with. that got remedied. It's no big deal. But when I was talking to somebody, they said something about how horrible something was. And I said, you know what? I could totally go down that road and be negative about it and crappy. And,
oh,
and,
I went down that road.
But I, right? But I said, I'm not going to speak. You know, I said, I'm glad to have a job and I'm not going to speak into the universe. And she goes, I like that. Don't speak that into the universe. And I was like, I'm just not going to do it. Because I was watching, I must call her the girl I work with, watching her go down the poop chute. And I'm like, I'm not going down there with you.
Yeah.
So, but she crawled out nicely. And I, like I said, I just didn't want to go sliding down there.
That's good.
That's a really vivid picture.
That was a bit, yeah.
Poop chute.
Sorry. Poop chute. See, today's Wednesday. Yeah, I was sick Monday.
I was going to say, how
I did not feel good Sunday leading into Monday, but it's weird. My new medication, they increased my dosage, and I don't know if it's kicked in already, but man, I feel extra sluggish.
Yeah.
Like I've been.
Are you feeling better though?
No.
No. So that's. I was going to say, sluggish may not be too bad for a little bit if it makes you feel better, but yeah, that's.
It just, but I mean, it takes a while.
Yeah.
So,
I know.
Yeah. Like, as far as like to help.
Feel, yeah.
But boy, it doesn't take long to kind of make you feel crappy. So,
yeah.
Just low. I mean, I deal with low energy anyway in a half or 20 plus years, but it's been extra low energy. So, but I'm not going to complain. Not all the way anyway.
Just a little bit.
No, but it's all right. Yeah, I've been productive at work, so I mean I've been trudging through. So is what it is, and now we're here at podcast night. So,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we had
it's all good. It's all good.
We had a great live show.
We had a fantastic live show. The Creep Show 2025 went very well.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good showing. Mm-hmm. Had almost about 25 people.
That was so much
and,
fun.
Yeah,
it was a good hang time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where's your trophy?
Don't you worry about it. It's over there. It doesn't take up much space.
Nate, I can't see it. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's why I missed it.
Austin outdid himself many ways. Fun. My son, William, William was there, and you know my brother, my sister, my mom, and he made a couple. I got to watch that video, and because I didn't really get to pay attention, and I thought it was a little bit ornery than what it was. He even said, he's like, I just put what you said, you know, and I was like, so I was like, Austin, that's my son sitting there. My mom's right there. Like, it's funny. But yeah, he outdid himself with a lot of funny stuff. And then he had a shirt of me on there, which I asked him to just send to me. I'm like, you're not going to do anything with that. Just send that to me. I'll keep that.
When he said,
he does it out loud.
He does. Oh, I know he does.
He takes his shirt.
I was like, why has he got a flannel on, man? He's got sweating up there. That made sense.
And I'm in the very back, and I went, wait a minute. I'm like, is that Sean on his t-shirt?
Sean Layman.
Sean Lazeman.
Lazeman is, that's right.
No, but it did go well, didn't it?
Oh my gosh, lots of fun.
Got to finally meet Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Sin Trader Hill.
She gave
a great
me the
job.
Biggest
Austin
hug.
Did a great job.
Yeah. I told her, I said, I know we don't know each other, but I feel like we know each other. And she goes, we do. We know each other. So I was like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. She's a sweetheart.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really did. As she was leaving, she said, now, you're not the hugger, right? I said, no. She goes, but I've got 5 hugs from you today. I'll hug you.
She's counting.
I said, I'll hug you. So that was awesome. Fine. No, it was. It was great. We appreciate the people that did come out.
Oh, my gosh. And Scott and Corey.
They are so accommodating.
They
so
outdid
wonderful.
Themselves. And then Scott came over to me. He's like, you can stay for a little bit? And I said, yeah, we'll hang out for a little bit. Oh, I'm going to get some pizza and breadsticks. I'm like, oh, you don't have to do that. But they did.
I hit the spot.
They're just.
I had a couple slices.
They can't help but be delightful.
No, they.
I think even Nate's changing his tune.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. You showed up.
We're getting there. Huh?
I was like, Nate's here.
That's the best he's got right now. Well, that's good. No, man, it was so fun. It's kind of though. It's a letdown when it's over, and it's like the next day. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah,
I could do this every week.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it's all right. We have something to look forward to next year. So, yeah, I got to.
We were joking about 2026. I said number one. I knew that we were going to start talking about that. And what did you say?
Oh, I start working on
spooky dookie.
Yeah, it's not going to be spooky.
No, but spooky dookie 2026. Yeah. I was like, I'm there, man.
I've got an idea of what it's going to be called. But
cool.
I'll mention it later.
Spooky Hicks 26.
Oh, that's good.
Spooky Hicks.
He just stole your idea.
Dang, that's better than what I came up with.
That's hilarious.
No, yeah, it was great. It was a great time.
Yeah.
So I think everybody enjoyed themselves. And so anyway, we pulled it off. That's our third one. Mm-hmm. That's weird. I mean, our third one. We've done 5 because we've done 2 with Jerry and Tracy and James and Kyle.
So I think I told you guys that William, all he wanted from that show, because I told him he could get two things. I said, since you're coming here, I appreciate you being here. Get a couple things. And when he was looking around, he said, Dad, I don't want two things. I just want one. And I was like, what do you want? Michael Myers mask. Michael Myers he said, mask. I have the entire getup.
I saw him walk around.
I just want that. And I said, how about this? If nobody buys it tonight, because maybe somebody else will want it, I will get it for you tonight. And as I'm trying to help, so Don Allen and his crew came, and they were so nice, Amber and Ben and company. And he needed some help. He was pretty tired and worn out, but he wanted to stay. So the talk was that he might have to leave a little early because he's getting older and harder for him. But sure. He was a true, and he's
stuck
like,
it out.
And he did not want to miss us. And so Scott said, hey, why don't we help him out? And I'm like, oh my gosh, absolutely. Well, William's running up to me. Michael Myers like, Dad, remember? I was like, give me a second, buddy. Let me help Don out. And this is so awesome to see. I was helping him out. We were almost to the car. It was a little dark out there. Scott said, there's not a lot of lights and it's uneven, so be careful. And so I had a hold of his hand. He had his cane on the other side, and Scott was steady on the other side. And I told him, I said, he was apologizing. And I said, look, this is, I said, hey, we work together. We know each other. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, and listen, I won't tell my wife I was holding another man's hand. I said, don't worry about it. And he started laughing. But yeah,
they seem very nice.
They're awesome.
Didn't get to talk to him, but
yeah. So they're, so William, so I did buy him the Michael Myers. And when I got home, so I got home by myself and I went up to the room and I first tried to scare the crap out of Jenna. And so, she was awake and she's up in her bed and our bed and Jude was on the bed and Jude went like, oh my God. Oh, what is that? What is that? You know,
what
and
do so, I do?
And Jenna was half asleep and she goes, oh my gosh, what is that? You know, and she just like, and I knocked
Michael her. Myers.
I did, ironically, right? And I said, honey, it's just me, you know. And she goes, what is that? And I said, that's what William wanted, you know. And so then I went in there and I scared William, which he wasn't scared at all. He's like, yeah, my mask. So I told him, I said, is anybody else up? And he's like, Claire's asleep. He's like, Ella's in there with her friend. So I went in there and he goes, let me scare him. So I went in there and I was talking. I was like, hey, girls. And they were like, hey, how was the show? That was good. And I said, but there's something weird out here going on. I'm like, if you guys notice something weird, and he's crawling on the floor with his mask and he comes up, they screamed bloody murder. Brooklyn and Harrison were downstairs because I showed him the mask, but I didn't scare them. And they were laughing. They were like, Dad must've got him real good. I was like, it wasn't me. It was your brother. And then William tried. So the next on Sunday morning, he came into the room. I was still asleep, and he thought, and he was going and like doing this. And I go, William, I know it's you. I'm the one that got your mask. And he's like, darn it. he is in love with that mask, though.
That's good. Oh, we also want to say thank you to Julie Wilson Sears.
Yes.
For sponsoring our show, live event, mm-hmm. and her Juju's Choo Choos.
Yes.
Her cookies were
fantastic.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Jenna was.
I scarfed the four I had.
Jenna said, did you bring me anything home? And I go, I got a couple plates of cookies from Julie. And and that's what I brought her with Michael Myers. And I go, I brought cookies. And she said, these are amazing.
Yeah,
so,
they are.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. She did a great job. So. Anyway, that was the live event. Mm-hmm. It went off great. So anyway, where are we at? Oh, hey, let's do the sponsor.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Appreciate the sponsorship from Mr. Micah Campbell.
Mm-hmm. The MC.
Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
The MC.
The MC.
And the CCBB.
The MC of the CCBB.
That's right. That's a lot of letters and man, acronyms. And
say that five times.
Right.
MCCCBBB MCCBD.
Sold.
Sold. Anyway, we do appreciate his sponsorship, mm-hmm, as always. Mm-hmm.
Did you wear it at the live show?
I did.
I thought so.
I had a
jojoba.
Sure.
That's what Austin said. He's like, I'm sure it's a jojoba.
It's a whole lot of something.
Have the Sasquatch essence.
I would love to smell it, but I can't.
No, I thought there was something different about you. Nate's bringing his A game. It was the Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
The Micah Glow.
The Micah.
That's his love. That's
Micah
a love
Glow.
That's a love bug.
Yeah. So anyway, we do appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Moving on to the favorite part of the show. It is the dad joke of the show.
It has become my favorite part of the show.
The award-winning dad joke.
Yeah.
I won an award.
It's a trophy. And it's for real.
Todd Hedges, Best Dad Jokes, Mako 2025.
It's huge.
Look at that huge trophy.
I can see that. I can't miss that one.
Yeah. And tell what your trophy is, Nate.
Best beard in Mako.
Yeah. And what'd you get?
I got the tiniest one. I think there's an implied dirty joke in there. But there is. I am the top three favorite Mako boy. So I used to be four, and I would tell him like, there's only three of us. Exactly, Sean. You're my top four favorite because he would throw Pete in there, is what I understand.
Oh, okay.
He still is not convinced that Pete Peterson is a real person. Yes, Pete. That's it.
Pete was there.
Doesn't matter. He thinks that we hired him and he thinks we make up people's
conspiracy
names. He thinks we have fake people's names. Gazooka. He doesn't believe Gazooka is a person.
That's funny.
Yeah. He's like, these people. I said, Austin Lawrence is a name like that. Like,
yeah,
that sounds made up.
Two first names.
That's right.
Never trust anybody with two first names.
That's funny.
All right. Here is the dad joke of the show. Courtesy of one of our good friends, listeners, and followers of the Facebook group, Jenny LaBranch, and she is one of the co-hosts of the Unfreaking Believable podcast. So go listen to that podcast. It is amazing.
Is it okay to say Jenny?
Jenny. Jenny. So anyway, here is Jenny. I did a post on Facebook, and I said anybody wants to send a dad joke, I'll read it on the episode and give them credit and a shout-out. So here is Jenny LaBranch's dad joke. Why did the scarecrow win an award?
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
I was thinking corny. I was like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
That oddly makes sense.
It does.
That's good stuff. It's some real good stuff.
It does make sense. So that is the dad joke of the show, courtesy of Jenny LaBranch. Thank you, Jenny, for submitting that. And as always, you're welcome.
Yeah.
How about that?
Nice.
We appreciate you, Jenny.
Yeah.
We
absolutely
do.
Absolutely. Yeah, and go listen to the Unfreaking Believable podcast.
Great girls.
Betsy
great friends.
Kulikowski, J.B. Kane, and Jenny. They do a great job. Anyway, how about first announcements, Sean?
I have them over here. We come for the paranormal, the creepy, the guy time every week. But the most important thing we do is build a mental health community. We will continue to do that. So we want you to get help out there. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Absolutely.
That's one of the, after our live show, that was what, we were talking about. Like, that's one of the things that impressed us the most. It was somebody that had come earlier to Greenwood Happy Haunts. And then they said, hey, we're going to come back for the show. And so she went and got her nephew and they came to the show and she said, I really the fact
Zach
that you
get. Was that Zach?
Zach, yes.
I can't remember. I didn't get her name.
I know, and I forget. Yeah, that's why I was. Yeah,
very nice people.
Very, very nice. And so they seemed to enjoy it, and she said that was what struck her the most. So I really appreciate that. Yeah,
that makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I want them to enjoy the
Zach and I were talking about
creepy like, stuff. But that makes me feel good that she said that.
He was out in California, and I was like, he was telling me about the Bay Area and all this stuff. And I was like, I said, we covered Alcatraz, and so
Winchester.
Yeah, Winchester. Yeah, the
mystery house.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Very cool. So. Well, nice. That's nice that she said that.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. Make sure you're doing what you need to do. Get some help and reach out. The biggest thing I've been told lately, I've had a bunch of people reach out to me through Messenger or text, is that I'm not alone. So,
mm-hmm.
And I know that, and I want other people to know that they don't have to be alone,
mm-hmm.
and they can, you know, just find somebody to listen, the group, whatever, or 98, yeah, call the 988 number or a 741 number. So there's different ways to get help,
mm-hmm.
and you just got to want it and do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, mm-hmm. we love our creepies, don't we?
That's correct.
Well, that's awesome. I don't have any special announcements for the first time in weeks.
Forever, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. because of the live show was my special announcements that I would read. But anyway, we'll have some soon, I guess.
It is weird not to see a big, huge
I know.
paragraph script. There. Yeah, script. Right. Yeah, script, not script.
I got used to reading that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, no
spooky dookie. Just as a placeholder for a while.
Okay, that'll work. No special announcements. So we are to the point where Sean is going to tell us what we're going to talk about.
This is my choice, and it is The Clare House. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
And this has nothing to do with your daughter.
No, but I did tell her. She's so
that would be frightening.
So she's so exactly right. She is excited as she can get about this. No, I told her. I said, "Hey, we're doing the Clare House." I had sent her.
She's
so
like, I don't.
Tommy had it on his show, Tommy Collum, and he had the actual owner on, and it's a great episode.
How the heck did I miss that? Because I'm.
It's been so. It wasn't too long after we had him on the show. And that came on as an episode, and I was like,
I told him, I
can't wait for this because it shows the faceless girl, or you know, and I'm like, that's cool. So I showed Claire, and she goes, "What is that?" She's like, "That's creepy." And I'm like, "I know exactly." I'm like, "This is a place in New York." And
I miss that.
So, yeah. So I told Claire, okay. I'm not wholly convinced that Claire's going to listen to this, but she's surprised me in the past about some things, so you never know. The Clare House is a historic 150-year-old mansion operating as a bed and breakfast, known for its paranormal activity and featured on television shows like Ghost Hunters. It is reputed to be haunted, with supernatural occurrences frequently reported. Contributes to its unique appeal. Due to the intensity of these experiences, the establishment does not allow children under 14 to stay overnight, as they may be sensitive to the supernatural environment. In addition to overnight stays, the Clare House offers guided snowmobile tours. So that is way up there north, right? Mm. The Clare House offers guided, also ice fishing excursions, trips to Canada. That was throwing Nate, right? Guests appreciate the historic charm and thrilling haunted atmosphere. Though the age of the building and its eerie nature may not suit those seeking a conventional or family-friendly lodging experience, bullocks to all that, I'm going.
There you go.
It sounds super cool.
It gets good reviews, by the way. I know we haven't gotten to much of the history or the creepiness yet, but I just wanted to say that the reviews that I'm looking at, 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
It says, such an incredible home and comfy bed. Amazing people. Definitely go back. You will not want to miss this unique North Country experience. So lots of positive reviews.
Well, the people that own it, Hal and Rachel, so he had, like I said, Tommy was interviewing the owner, and he had said they went by this house, and he really wants to move in this area, and they were, I don't remember how many hours away, he said like 5 hours away, and he was still working, and she was still working, and they went by the Clare House, and she said, if I could live in a house like that, I'd move in this area. And he goes, that's all I need to know.
Mm.
So he called the people that owned it and said, hey, it, you know, in 5 years, my son will be graduating high school. I'll be ready to relocate, and I'd like to buy that house. And he goes, in 5 years, my son's going to be graduating. We're going to be looking to sell it. So that'll be perfect.
Oh, nice.
He said within a couple months or something, the guy calls him and says, hey, we're selling the Clare House. And he's like, ooh, that's about 4.5 years too early. But he said, we just made it work. He said, you know what? This was our dream. And he said, but when we bought it, it was basically in horrible disarray.
Yeah.
But he said, it's been this labor of love. And they just, and then obviously they really want to embrace the history and then also the paranormal in it. So, and he himself has been a skeptic. And he was like, I think he said on that episode, he never has seen, hasn't seen like you know, some of the stuff we're going to talk about, like the ghost child and things. And so he was like, but they definitely have stories and have had experiences. So it seemed like really cool people and, you know, the kind of people you want owning, you know, this type of a place.
It's hard to say Ogdensburg.
Mm-hmm. That is where it's in New York. Neoc.
The Clare House in Ogdensburg. It's been standing tall since 1844 and its newest stewards. This is as of 2023. Rachel and Harold Kench, I guess, says the house was originally built in 1844 and was the rectory for St. Mary's Cathedral, which burned down in 1947. So the priest had lived there for around 75 years. After the fire, a nursing home was built where the cathedral was. The rectory became a home for nuns who cared for the nursing home patients. The building has had many residents through the years, and some decided to stick around. Says first and foremost, we had Bishop Conroy, who is our most prominent ghost. He has his own room in the house. And then there's the skeleton face lady. So,
I wish this was my favorite.
Yeah. So it says scary. The Kenches are restoring this old home. So contractors have been in and out. One decided he would not be returning.
Did you say 1884? Is that what you said the year?
1844.
Or 84. Mine had 1884, so I wasn't. It said it was built.
This says 1844.
Built as a rectory in 1884, but must have been something before that. So I thought that's what you said, and so yeah.
So I guess one contractor said he's out and not coming. Is back.
That no? Yeah, and never showed again.
No, he's out. He popped
out. Hal said that, like you said, he didn't really believe in the whole haunted stuff, but on their first night in the home, peculiar things started happening. Bats in the house, strange noises, lights flickering or turning on and off by themselves, all incidences that he attributed to living in an old house. Then the ghost appeared.
Oh.
Both my kids saw an apparition, Hal said. I told them, you guys are nuts. That's not a real thing.
Hmm.
So, yeah, well, his kid saw a ghost.
Saw something.
You'll never believe what Hal did for a living. The guy that bought it, Hal and Rachel. Wood shop teacher. So, perfect guy to do renovations in this home, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Real quick, this other website, this paragraph says, because the one I read did it. Twice it said 1844. This one did say Bishop Conroy was the rector at St. Mary's from 1884.
Mm-hmm.
So that must have just been a double typo.
Here's the incident that made Hal a believer.
Okay.
Said, I was sitting in the parlor with my adult niece, and we both saw a guy walk by the door inside the house at the same time. We were waiting for a food delivery at the time, and I thought maybe the delivery driver didn't know we had the bell and just walked in. So many people have walked in to our house thinking it was the bread and breakfast down the road. We both got up and walked out, and there was nobody in the house. It was just us.
Wow.
Yeah, they think that. So there's a picture.
I'm looking at the same
of
one.
That ghost, mm-hmm. And they think that's Bishop Conroy.
Yeah, it says pictured here is a ghostly image of him as a young man, probably age 26. Weird how they know 26, but
yeah, it says.
I'm looking at that same picture, Sean.
The bishop has been seen in the windows of the largest suite on the second floor. It is also the room that experiences the most activity with noises. And a previous guest reported the feeling of having their foot grabbed in the middle of the night.
Nice. That's always good.
He's a little touchy-feely, huh?
Yeah,
it says Bishop Conroy, rector of St. Mary's from 1884 to 1921, oversaw the building of Clare House, lived there for 37 years, so it truly was his house.
Yeah.
In 1921, he became the third bishop of Ogdensburg and moved to the Episcopal residence on Washington Street. Like I said, it shows that image of him as a young man, like you said, probably about 26. He can be heard walking in the halls at night, his distinctive hard-soled shoes making a click-clack sound. We've had people tell us they see a little girl in the picture with him. So sometimes you can see them pictured together, like him as that 26-year-old and then the little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love these window reflection pictures.
Mm-hmm. Says, can you make your route to the left? Yeah.
That skeleton face lady. So she's the Mrs. Gardner. So yeah, you've got the bishop, you've got the little girl, and you've got the skeleton face lady.
That's creepy.
That's awesome. That's an awesome place.
Hmm.
Says, appearing to our oldest son one night, Mrs. Gardner received the nickname Skeleton Face Lady because she appeared to have a very thin face with very large eye sockets. She is also known to rattle his doorknob at night, hence the large marble brick he uses to barricade himself in. I kind of don't blame him. When the original St. Mary's Cathedral burned down in 1947, the remains of the priests and bishops buried in its crypt were disinterred and reburied at the new St. Mary's. However, the remains of the Gardner family, three people, were never removed from the site. Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and real quick, the assumption is that their bodies are still there to this day. So, Man.
Hmm.
When you start messing with the how people are buried and all that, all kinds of stuff can happen. Gotta respect them.
It says
do a proper burial.
Right, I know, because now they're just hanging out in the afterlife, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, our little girl spends time on the second floor and has been seen peeking around the servants' stairwell. She has also bullied people for sitting on her bed, the twin bed in Conroy's suite. She's a bit sassy, and they love her. It's like,
bed. There's a mystery ghost who appears to be laughing as he covers his mouth. There are still so many mysteries about Clare House and its ghostly inhabitants. So they say if you capture any images or have any supernatural experiences, please share with them.
Man.
X. All these are on this particular website. It's their website, theclarehouse.com.
Mm-hmm.
They have all these pictures showing what they suspect are these apparitions.
Yeah.
And there, if you look at them, you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one that's a zoomed in photo in the basement wall says, mm-hmm. Do you see this white bearded face almost like a Greek statue? The more you look at it, the more you'll find it. That's mm-hmm. exactly what it looks like.
Mm. Yeah.
And it does.
A little more on the little girl and her sassiness. Kench's 5-year-old nephew, it says, and there's a, okay, so it says, and there's the little girl. She has her own space in the house and wasn't happy to share it with the Kench's 5-year-old nephew. He said, I was sitting on her sofa and she said, this is mine. And she pushed me off.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, geez.
I don't think we've ever had a ghost considered sassy. That might be a new one.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny. Pushed him off. Oh, and then it said, so there's a lot going on up there. There's an, of course, they're talking about the older man and the little girl. He pointed further into the kitchen. What's over here? And I said, the basement. And he told me, which freaked me out, she wants you guys to dig down there. Another time, the family was discussing abortion rights and was made aware of the ghostly stance on that matter. With so many sightings, the family reached out to the show Ghost Hunters. After their investigation, they decided to make the home their season finale, which aired Thursday night. Said they did give us a lot of clarity about a lot of things, Rachel Kench said. It was good to get their perspective because sometimes we're like, are we going crazy? So, yeah.
They're on Facebook, and I just followed them. They have 2,000 followers and 26 following the site. So that's cool.
Yeah. It says the Kinches have steadily worked on the home during renovations. Sorry, I can't speak tonight for whatever reason. They've made many discoveries during the journey updating the home, including doors that have been walled off. Most of these doors simply lead into the next room. But there is one room that appears to have no way in or out. The family refers to this room as the hidden room.
Wow.
There's two dormers on the house on one section that I thought were decorative because there's no access to the area. This is in Hal's words. I got up on the lift one time when we were putting the roof on, and I looked in the window, and there's a whole room up there with plumbing and everything. but there didn't seem to be any access to it. He looked through the plaster for some entryway to no avail. The room has been completely sealed off. They are not sure what it was used for, but they think there might have been a stairwell to the room on the outside of the house that has since been removed.
Oh. There you go.
I'm watching videos on their Facebook. It says a clean third floor, and it's showing it. And then
I saw that earlier. And then I did look at that.
This has Howl in his mask. And it says, cleaning the third floor. This place hasn't been cleaned in probably 50 years. So much dust, mouse poop, and bat guano.
Oh, man.
Woo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I saw that video because I looked
out
their Facebook
I like the
page.
Skeletons they got out there, and one of them has a beer in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So they have good, and that's the thing is like this couple like really knows how to do this, and it's really cool. There's a skeleton hanging out by a gargoyle. That's awesome. I want to go to this place.
This paragraph here says, if you're looking for unique luxury lodgings and you don't mind a few bumps in the night, we welcome you to join us for a glorious and ghostly stay at our North Country manse. Maybe they meant mansion. I don't know. M-A-N-S-E. So.
It's big enough to be a mansion.
Yeah.
Is that lingo for mansion?
Yeah.
Mansion.
I was like, wait. So, yeah, it does. It gets great reviews. A lot of people say that definitely check it out. And, yeah, 1884, Haunted B&B. It's just my game.
Oh, yeah. Go and relax with the ghost.
I wonder if you can do, just tours, you know. Obviously, it's a bed and breakfast, but, I mean, I wonder if you can just tour it if you didn't want to stay there.
That's what I'm trying to look at. So they have a ton of different, like, events and things like that.
Do they?
Yeah. So I was...
I guess if we look... Are you looking at their website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, website and the Facebook page. Yeah, there's different, like, mystery dinners and... Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. But, yeah, I don't know about just, like, an overnight. They've had definitely, like, some investigators come, but...
Mm-hmm.
So this was Tommy's episode that dropped.
Okay.
That's what caught my eye. I'd never heard of this place before that. That was August 14th when that dropped. That's cool.
Well, I don't know how I missed that because I'm pretty caught up on all his recent ones for the last few months. So maybe I did hear it. I just doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, it was an excellent.
Sorry,
episode.
Tommy, if I missed it.
That's right. He's like, it's all right.
Yeah, here's some descriptions of the rooms. Bishop Conroy's suite. With a total of four rooms, this is Clare House's largest suite. Located in the second floor tower, this room has the most supernatural activity. We've actually had people who've refused to enter. Can you see the ghost in the window? It's Bishop Conroy, and we have placed a bishop's chair in the tower for his exclusive use. We think it makes him happy. Please respect his space and do not remove the velvet rope. Main bedroom has a king-size bed and sitting area. The second bedroom has two twin-size beds and a seating area. There is also a separate living room with a sofa, chairs, and a reading lamp. All beds have memory foam mattresses for your backs. And there is a four-piece bath as well. Ghost included. No extra charge.
I like that.
This says that Hal was a technology teacher, so maybe he was woodworking and technology, but it says he's a native of Long Island. He bought the home, he and his wife, Rachel, back during the pandemic, and located in the heart of the city, the high Victorian Gothic style building caught Rachel's eye on a trip back to Hal's hometown. And she said, I've probably driven by that house a million times in my life and never noticed it. There used to be a giant nursing home next door. So I remember the nursing home. Now they've torn down the nursing home, and so the house kind of stands out, is what Hal said.
No.
That's cool.
Here's the maid's quarters. Formerly the servant's quarters. Oh, the tells this cozy three-room suite could tell. Bedroom with king-size bed with memory foam mattress. Sitting room with fire feature, full four-piece bathroom, and access to the servant's hidden staircase.
Hmm.
It's a steep walk down and not for the faint of heart. We've also, on occasion, seen our little girl peeking around the corner. So consider yourself warned.
Okay. Hmm. All right.
You might get the poo.
I was going to say, wait a minute. When you said, I might get the poo, then you, oh, scared out of me. Gotcha. I was like, I don't want the poo.
Might get the poo, scared out of you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But it's a four-piece bathroom, so you'll be all set.
Okay. Good to know. Duly noted. Wow. Duty noted. What else we got on the Clare House?
So it's got 38 rooms, and when it was 38. So it is a mansion, right? When it was renamed the Clare House, 38 home room was built in 1884 and was the rectory of a church, burned down in 47. After that, the Office of Catholic Charities, and most recently the convent housing for the Grey Nuns of the Sacred Heart, who helped the nun or helped to run the nursing home that was next door. The property is where many people have passed or services were given as they were laid to rest. So you can imagine why that activity is still around. After they had purchased Clare House, the Kinches had heard murmurings on Facebook and had received some innocuous comments about weird happenings inside its walls. So like immediately, like, hey, you're buying a haunted house here. Hey, this is a haunted house here. Guess what? Here's a skeletal faced lady running around.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's malevolent. So, no. I mean, I would love to own a haunted house as long as it's, you know, safe and benign.
I love their descriptions of these rooms. Cracking me up. Room number 7. This is large, sunny bedroom with a nautical theme.
Hmm.
King size bed with memory foam mattress. Nice. And a 3-piece bathroom. Shower, no tub. Mm-hmm. Tells have been told that our skeleton-faced lady likes to rattle the doorknob, a residual haunting of this room on occasion. Although the door locks from the inside, our oldest son used a marble block to barricade the door as well, mm-hmm. just in case.
Right.
Marble block included in room rate.
I think I would use it. That's hilarious.
So, yeah,
they just come through the walls, you know.
They own up to the stories and the accounts, and they put it right here and on their website of the room descriptions. It's awesome.
I like how they embrace the history, they embrace the romantic feel of that home, and they also embrace the paranormal.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
It's haunted. Come stay and check it out. We got paranormal. So
I love how they besides the home, they're, you know, the whole snow safari adventures, snowmobile tours, ice fishing, snowshoeing they've got. Mm-hmm. I think that's really neat. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're, and then like I said, they have tours up through Canada since they are in upstate New York. So they are up there.
But if you're up there with the snow and stuff for that kind of stuff, it sort of gives you shining vibes.
Yeah, that's a good point. A little bit.
So are we going to put this on the list?
Yeah. Are we going and we're taking Clare with us, right? That would only be appropriate if she'll go.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to go.
She's like, Chisel this one, Dad.
Take a video.
Chisel this one in the tablet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will. I'm going to definitely do it.
I like this place.
Yeah, I do too, a lot.
This is cool.
And I think I'd really like the people. I mean,
I was ready to say. Mm-hmm. I think the owners would be really cool to meet. And
yeah. Oh, he was awesome on the you know, with Tommy, with the chat they had. So I love that.
So you said it was back in August?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have to look for that because I must have missed that one. So.
Yeah, because you can even watch. I mean, it's the episode on YouTube too that you can watch.
Okay.
Mm.
So, mm-hmm. But yeah, it was good. It was
and really again, good. I listened to so many podcasts. Maybe I did listen to it. I can't remember, but I don't remember hearing of that Clare House. So anyway, no, that was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
Or good topic.
And we're going, right? Like I said, I
wonder how far it is. Ogdensburg.
Ooh, you're going to have to look that up.
I'm going to look it up.
So the fact that it was called the Clare House definitely got my attention. The fact that it was Tommy's show, and I was just getting into listening to his show, and I was like, oh, this is going to be really good. And it was. I was just like, man, we're going to have to cover this. The skeletal-faced lady, girl, just that grabbed me too. And just the picture that Tommy had created, I thought that's really awesome looking. So yeah, all of those things just made the allure of this place really creepy, dark, fun, romantic in a little way, you know, just really cool.
12 hours historic. Away.
12? That's
if,
all.
If
that's
you
all.
Guys are available, Friday the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
2 days from now. Sure. Or no. Yeah, two days from now.
Yeah, I don't have anything Friday.
To Sunday the 28th. They have their Haunted Harvest at Clare House.
Hmm.
Get ready for spine chilling fall getaway at the Clare House.
I like spine tingling better, but
I'll take it either way.
Join us for the Haunted Harvest, a 2-night paranormal experience on weekends from the 26th of September to the 26th of October. Your Haunted Harvest package includes 2-night stay in a king bed suite with a private bath, 2 hearty breakfasts and a delicious dinner.
Oh.
Guided haunted house tour.
Mm.
Uncover the eerie history. Ghost hunting experience with loner detecting equipment.
Oh, fun.
Haunted trivia night with spooky snacks and prizes. Welcome bag filled with eerie surprises. Just $200 per person, 2-night minimum.
That's not bad.
Not for all that.
No, mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
They had me a spooky snack.
Right, exactly. Delicious dinner. Yeah. 2 breakfasts. Do I have to share the 2 breakfasts?
Well, I'm in.
Right.
So, let's go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although you got a football game Friday.
Yeah, I do. And I got softball, baseball tournaments too, but pish posh.
We got to figure out. I am dying.
You sent us that message earlier. Yeah. Like,
it's killing me.
Yeah, we got to do something.
We've got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I looked into the Monroe House. I messaged them, and they messaged back so quickly. So did Rhodes Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're not doing tours. They're just doing investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And Monroe House is booked until November,
mm-hmm.
and the Rhodes Hotel, it's like, I think they're available now, but so we'd have to do like technically an investigation,
mm-hmm.
instead of a tour,
mm-hmm.
but you never know.
Set something up with one of our friends.
So I'd have to look at the price,
because
it's the more people you have, the cheaper
mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah. And since I'm broke, I'd
yeah.
not afraid to say it. So anyway, but there's other places, but I did reach out to them. They reached out on Facebook. So I am dying.
And Clare House is only 12 hours away.
Yeah. We do. Man, I would love, if that was closer, if it was like in Ohio or something, or Kentucky,
gosh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you where I'd like to go is, you know, when we, did our Kentucky stories at the live event and Bardstown,
mm-hmm.
going to the old Talbot Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that.
On the Bourbon Trail.
Yep.
So. Did I tell you that Jenna said we need to go to Salem? She goes, we need to go to Salem sometime. She goes, she said it this way too. I wish your podcast was like, you know, making money so you guys could travel everywhere.
So
and, and I looked at her like, are you serious right now? Yeah, that would be amazing. But she goes, yeah, I'd want to go to Salem. That's that's on the top of her list.
Wow.
I'm her husband, almost 20 years now. I had no idea she wanted to go to Salem. No clue.
Maybe it's something that she's just now.
You know what she
interested in?
She likes the what are the 3 witches?
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Mm-hmm. Loves that movie, and I guess I should know that. So it's not too surprising. But she thinks that Salem has this. She likes scary stuff. She didn't like to be scared, but she likes scary stuff in that way, and she likes the hokier aspects of it, which is fine. But yeah, so I was really proud of her for saying, yeah, let's go to Salem.
Nice.
So Jenna's coming. If I can get Claire
to
go,
get a big group of us.
Yeah. Get Claire to go. I can get Jenna to go. Right.
We just got to go during baseball season. So I can see a Red Sox game.
There you go. Right.
All right. Well, that was fun. Talking about the Clare House. That was good. Good creepy stories and good history. And I like the establishment. So put that on the list.
Absolutely.
Well, Nate, what do you think? What do you think he's got for us this time?
Oh, let's see. Middle-aged moment.
I'm just going to be the opposite. I'll just go dark side.
It's a moment.
Oh, moment.
So there is a story behind this, but not too much one. I asked Claire, since this was her, I said, I am going to do this episode in honor of you and do the middle-aged moment. And she said, I said, what kind of song do you think? And she goes, I don't know, Dad. I only like country. And I don't know that any of them that are spooky enough. And I said, it doesn't have to be spooky. That's not how that works. You've never listened to our show, have you?
There could be spooky dookie country.
There could be spooky dookie country. But this was a good... So she had recommended a couple of them. And she's like, I don't know if you want to use these or not. But I said, you know what, Claire? These are yours. And I like this one in particular. And it's got a good theme to what we just were talking about. So this is Miranda Lambert, The House That Built Me. Mm. So I told her, I said, way to go, Claire. I know... They say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. I won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years from Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail, and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, it's like I'm someone else. I thought maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this whole world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Hmm. So I told Claire, I said, yeah, she was afraid that wasn't going to be spooky enough. And I said, it doesn't have to be spooky.
Not to be spooky.
Not at all. So I thought that was cool because this place is full of memories and it is full of, you know, there's a lot of people's history there. But I like that idea that we do. There's a couple of houses that I grown up in and I've never been back to them and it would be interesting. I've done a couple. Have you ever seen like when the house that you grow up in, it goes up for sale and you can do virtual tours and like, oh my gosh, that was my old bedroom. I did that one time in like our original house in Kokomo. And it's just so weird. I'd like to actually step foot in it though, but it is weird to walk up and like, hey, I used to live here. Can I come in and look at it? You know, no, you can't. You know, like most people are like, no, weirdo, go get out of here. But it is, it's very nostalgic, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So yeah.
Well, good. That was good. Middle-aged moment, huh? All
good job, Claire, right?
Yeah. Good job, Miss Claire.
House that built me.
Well, thank you for that, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Shout-outs. We are to the shout-outs. I think we're all probably going to have the same shout-outs. You just want to say at the same time?
One, two, three.
Thanks for coming to the live show.
Thanks for everything. Right, they didn't do it.
I was thinking hot dogs.
Hot dog. He's a hot dog.
I don't know.
Hot dog. Hot dog. Hot diggity dog. Oh, that's all right.
No,
okay.
Thank you, everybody that came out to the live show.
Yep,
made that a success. And yep, a wonderful evening.
It is very, very humbling. Very, just it's nice to see people that want to support and they come out like they want to spend the money. They want to come and spend money and spend their time with us.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
wow. Like we're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
We're not, but I mean, that makes us feel like we're a big deal. But seriously, we really
perpetuate
that
we're a big deal.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the way home, me and Sean had a special moment.
Oh,
driving home.
He's going to tell about when we were holding hands.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Proceed.
And so we're driving and I was like, oh, wow, that's a nice car. Lincoln Continental, just like the one that JFK got shot in. And as we got closer to it,
the license
plate says, not JFK.
Oh, my.
We were laughing. I forgot all about that. I'm glad you said I forgot
that
all about
hilarious.
That. We were laughing hysterically, weren't we? Not JFK. The guy was, oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. It had been raining, too, that convertible. I was like, dude, it's a good thing it's not raining right now. Wow. Not JFK. That is funny. Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious.
That is a nice way to in the evening.
I saw a guy today that made me laugh. He had a little convertible, and on the back antenna, he had a skeleton that was like holding on for dear life, and it was going in the wind. And I was like, that's awesome. I wanted to take a picture, but I also wanted to live. So
that's funny. Not JFK. Not
JFK is hilarious.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that, and that's okay.
Yeah, I just remember that as one little special tidbit as we're driving home.
I forgot about that. That is a geez, special moment.
That's pretty clever. Very clever. Any other shout outs though? I don't have any. Just
I have one that Heather has asked. So my sister, so she did come to the live show as well.
She did.
And she has been asking me, so she works with a gentleman named Alex and his wife. They potentially could be sponsors in the future. But I told them I would give a shout out to their product that I did try. It's called That's Just Dandy. And the dandy is D-A-N-D-E. And Heather said, no, read it so that it doesn't sound like a commercial, but it's a commercial. And I was like, you've never listened to our sponsors, have you? I said, their handcrafted line of all-natural dandelion plus oatmeal skincare is made to nourish, smooth, and protect without a single harsh chemical. Products available are lip balm, salve, body butter, oatmeal and shea soaps, and home aromas. Each product is carefully crafted with simple, pure ingredients like dandelion-infused oils, beeswax, arrowroot, and oats because your skin deserves the gentle touch of nature, and your home deserves scents that comfort and uplift. So I did actually try
no
this.
No jojoba.
No, that's I noticed that right away. So they're... the website is thatsjustdandy.com, and like I said, dandy is D-A-N-D-E, because that could confuse people. But I told Heather, I said, you know, I'd love to say, hey, this is a good product, but I want to try it. So they sent me some. Dandelion body butter, it was beeswax, arrowroot powder, lavender essential oil. Haven't used that as much. Jenna and Ella use that a little bit more. Now there is one, the Just Dandy Cinnamon soap, bar soap. I don't know what it smells like. They tell me it's really, really good. They were like, it's very good. I have been using that. And then there's a lip balm that I've been using that is basically beeswax too.
Anytime you can use a balm or a salve, that's...
so I have to...
I love those words, balm and salve.
I'll admit, when I first saw them, I'm like, you know, I've tried some of these homemade things and whatever, and it's like, normally it's just garbage and it doesn't work very well. Yeah. I have to say, these are good. And that's what I told Heather, because Heather's like, just try it. She goes, I kind of thought the same, you know, I felt that same way, like, it's going to be probably... She's like, but I'm telling you, it's really good. So I do like it, and I don't know these people, but Heather does, and she can vouch for them. And I told them about, you know, that we do sponsorships, and so I said, we'll do a special shout out to them. And
okay.
That's Just Dandy. So I like the marketing. I think they seem like good people. And
do they have a website?
Yeah, they do. And that's justdandy.com. And like I said, she said, you can spell it all out. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But that's with an S, Just Dandy, and dandy.com.
Okay.
So, yeah. But yeah.
Well, jump on board, be a sponsor.
Absolutely. So see how wonderful of a job we do?
Our sponsor prices are... not that expensive.
So my thought is, if they do become a sponsor, Nate can read this one, because you've got one, I got one. Nate can have this one.
Yeah.
So no pressure out there, Alex and wife.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But yeah, Heather was very, she said, good people. She's like, good product. And she goes, she really, you know, was very, she's never asked me to do anything like that. So I said, oh, you must really, you know, like this. So yeah.
But very cool.
But okay. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds dandy.
That's me shout out. Yes. It is dandy.
Sounds fine and dandy, like cotton candy.
That's right.
Well, I don't have any extra shout outs, so moving on to the second sponsorship. Nate? Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship. Appreciate it.
And we just got to be there. Yay.
We did.
Mm-hmm. That store is amazing, isn't it? And everybody goes down there is just like, oh my gosh. William, I kept having to catch, like, where are you going? What are you doing?
He was walking around it constantly.
He loved it. He loved everything about that. Like, he went home and told Jenna how good it was and everything. And
it's pretty cool place.
Yeah. And she just, he was like, they're so nice. And everybody was so, and he just,
they
like,
are.
He had a great time. I'm so glad he
good.
Came too.
I'm glad honestly. He did.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, there's like five things I need to go back and purchase.
I know. Nate kept saying, look at this. I need this. I need this one. No, I need this.
Everybody was saying that. Like, I'm making a list of things I need to come back and get another time. And yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really happy for them. I told both of them, I told them both separately how excited I am that they have stuck it out to keep that store going and it is thriving and they need to just keep going because it is so needed.
And not, so many not just because we want our live show there every year.
No, every year. Yeah, they're like
exhausting. As long as they have us.
Exhausting. Yeah. they need a good year to recover from. Me, but
I didn't want to say that.
I was gonna say something like it's me. Austin will confirm that too. Like,
no, it is a cool store. Mm-hmm. My mom, she bless her heart with her cane, she walked around it multiple times.
She was like a little kid.
Oh,
she
yeah,
was like I like this place.
Well, love she it. Was looking at some of the stuff. She's like, that's mine. That was mine.
Mine. Yeah, I know. So. I told, I can't believe some of those paintings that she had. I was like, those are really cool. Those witches,
Very cool pictures. So. My mom definitely loves Greenwood Happy Haunts, so, and she loves Scott and Corey too. So
they're growing on me.
They're growing on Nate. Well, okay.
He took exceptional good care of all of us.
Yeah, everybody does love the store. I mean, you can't go in there and, like we say, you can't go in there. And I mean, you got to find something you like. So, it's just I don't have enough money. There are two pictures. Both are the Jeepers Creepers I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal. Somehow I'll get some extra money and I'll buy at least one of them. So still there. So I'm just waiting for the time I'm ready to buy it. It'll be gone. I'm like, no, please. So yeah. I did notice a few new stuff.
Oh,
I
mean, they have. It's always something new in there. Yep. Every time you go.
All the time. So anyway, thank you guys for your sponsorship. We appreciate it. Sean, second announcements.
I got them. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Go get you some. That's right. It is spooky season, so why wouldn't you want some spooky merch?
Full swing.
Some spooky Mako merch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so go get you some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give us a rating. We haven't had a review in a while. The last one, I think, was February, March, something like that.
February.
Yeah, February. So it's been a while. So please give us a review and... If you think we're worthy of a 5-star, give us a 5-star. If not, that's fine. It still
be
goes.
Gentle.
Yeah, that's right. And email us. Tell us how great we are. I mean, how well we're doing. You know,
really big deals over here, right?
Really big deal. That real quick, Sonic in Plainfield. They have a sign that says "Coming soon." Real something about a big deal. There's some.
Yeah.
Pickle thing. I was like, I see it, I keep thinking what we say. Big deal.
We got to jump on board with
it.
Wait
a minute. Maybe they stole our idea.
Maybe. It's possible. They hear, we have spoken the Sonic word before.
They need to sponsor us.
About sponsorships, yes.
And I've got my
putting that
Route 44
universe.
Cherry Coke as much as I buy from them. They need a sponsor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are they coming out with the dill soda?
Ooh,
man. Ew.
Gosh, that'd be.
Pickle juice.
Oh,
yummy.
Blat.
Yeah, blat, that's right.
Blat. All right. Well, thank you, Sean, for that.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, it's your turn, sir.
Well, our little girl is looking around the corner at us, so that's a wrap.
Oh, that's creepy. Hope not. Man. Well, the sassy little girl, too.
Mm-hmm.
She pushed you off her bed.
Well, that's why we have to wrap it up.
That's right.
She's sassy.
I hear you.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 235 and our discussion on the Clare House. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.